trusting God with the unknown. I thought surely one of them would answer their phone. I had slept in that early fall Saturday morning and expected my husband and son to be home after perhaps a run to the farmer's market or maybe a literal run. It was cool and clear, and my next rationale was that they were at the car wash or the home center, getting ready for a day in the yard. Call after call, text after text, I got nothing. Hours went by. I have friends who can infer the best motives, assume the most optimistic outcomes. I am not one of those people. My psyche has a tendency to peek at the worst-case scenarios. I started thinking heartbreaking things. Controlling our lives. We've all had those moments, slogging through time like walking through molasses as we wait for an ending, an answer, an outcome. Those are the times I start to question if God is always good. Would He lead my family into tragedy? Do I trust God with control, or can I do something to regain it? Turns out my husband and son had decided to skydive. They trained while I was out of town a few weeks earlier, and that particular Saturday was their jump. Not tandem, just full-on solo skydiving. I didn't think they'd let a high school boy do that. At least that his dad wouldn't let him do that, especially without his mother's approval. My guys later said they knew they'd be more successful asking for my forgiveness than for my permission. Classic response. When they finally walked into the house to my weak, cranky, worried scolding, I proved their point. I was just so glad they were alive. I didn't much care that they had gone behind my back. And their reasoning was sound. I would have forbidden the skydive. I've never liked thrill rides or black ski slopes or even risky investments. Life is unpredictable enough, I've always thought. Control what you can. Control had been a central theme of my life until I came face to face with a chronic illness. Playing it safe. I still have a poem that I posted on our kitchen bulletin board many months pre-diagnosis. After all these years, it seems to have earned a permanent place there. It speaks to me of control and playing it safe, determined to live too close to the familiar. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we dream too little. When we arrive safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity, and in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture out on wider seas, where storms will show your mastery, where, losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes, and to push back the future in strength, courage, hope, and love. Sir Francis Drake, 1577. Certain phrases from that poem still punch me in the gut. Dreams have come true because we dream too little. Sailed too close to the shore. Having fallen in love with life. I've wondered, as I've seen the end more clearly, if in trying to design the best possible outcome, I've played it too safe. Showing his mastery. This month, in that poem, always remind me of a wake-up call I got one October afternoon a few years ago, a time God truly disturbed me. After all I'd survived with heart failure, a common hornet sting almost took my life. My husband still says it's the most frightening medical event he's ever been through. For me, it was embarrassing, but also a bit liberating. I learned to venture out a bit more, and even when the near worst-case scenario happens, God in His providence uses it to draw us closer into His arms and deeper into His story. The account of that near-death experience is over at my friend Becky Beresford's website, Letting God Take Us to the Edge, Bravely Living with an Incurable Disease, as part of her Brave Women series. You know, Drake's centuries-old poem whispers to me often from its bulletin board home. God has been pushing back the horizons of my hope to something much bigger and vaster, and sometimes riskier, than I could comprehend in a healthy life. He wants me to be ready when He shows His mastery. I am so thankful I didn't miss the voyage. But I'm still glad I didn't know about that skydive jump. This is my scary October story. Barely a month had passed since my cardiac device was installed as a last-ditch effort to avoid a heart transplant. Feigning normalcy, my husband was consuming himself in yard work. His to-do list that sunny Saturday included planting three small trees near the wooded edge of the property so they would provide a screen from neighbors as they grew. I could see him and our dog digging in the unfamiliar part of our yard, far past the area that we mow. I continued watching from the kitchen window for several minutes, but then, hoping to be helpful, I slipped on my sandals and headed slowly out to join my tiny gardening crew. From a safe distance, I instructed him to rotate a tree so the best side was facing the house. Not satisfied, I took a step toward him. Suddenly, I felt needles going through my feet. I looked down to see that I had stepped into a hornet's nest. They were relentless, stinging me on both feet, on my arm, and my neck as I walked, as quickly as my post-surgery self could, toward the house. Once inside the house, my blood pressure dropped to 58 over 30, and I lost consciousness. My husband called 911. The ambulance arrived, and I was on my way to the ER again. A new addition was made to my ever-expanding medical record. Anaphylactic reaction to hornet venom. Must carry EpiPen. I'd gone all my life not knowing I could have died from a hornet sting. When it was all over, I told my husband I should have stayed inside. I should have just trusted his judgment on the tree placement. He loved that. I could have avoided a trip to the ER. The entire ordeal was something I would rather not have experienced. But in reality, it was a blessing to find out about this deadly allergy while someone was there with me, rather than when I was alone and rendered helpless. Since my sudden, unexpected heart failure diagnosis, I have come to appreciate this realization in many areas of life. I was safer in the center, but I'm wiser on the edge. God has been pulling me to the murky edge as part of His great plan. He has been showing me that the center safety is only temporary, and even in the snuggly, lukewarm comfort, deep down, we can feel that we've sold out. The short-term security never outweighs the long-term rewards of the risk. at least when it comes to walking with God. So why did I ever think the sinner was safe? Well, those edges can be dark and scary places. And as we get forced to the edges, we can feel that we've taken a wrong turn. Divorce, disease, depression, disaster. This is not the way I imagined my life would be. But what we see as detours on the road of our life may not be detours at all. They may be the road. And getting out of that familiar center lane may lead us to the scenic route, or even to the ditch at times, but always where God can use us for His glory. Turns out, miracles only happen on the edges. At the time of the Hornet encounter, I was given less than 5 years survival. I'm now 6.5 years into this chronic, progressive, incurable heart disease. Seeing the hand of God working in both my physical and spiritual heart would have been lost in the safe center. Fellow patients have inspired me and changed me. Medical professionals have become at the same time humanly involved and expertly invested. Distant prayer warriors and readers have grown into trusted mentors and close friends. I would never have crossed paths with any of them in the cozy, healthy middle lane. Over the course of this disease, this is the risky God I've come to hope in. Just as the Israelites and the apostles did as they were pulled outside of their comfort zones and closer into His arms. Early on in my illness, I felt His pull to the edge and I knew it was for the best. Long before that Hornet episode, I made this journal entry. Up to now, I have tended to live life down the predictable middle, merry-go-round instead of roller coaster. But in doing so, I have missed so much. When we insulate ourselves from the lows, we don't recognize the highs when they come. No one wants suffering or pain, but it can be a gift. Trusting God sometimes puts you on the dangerous edges, but the contrast of what you experience gives you something you don't want to miss. We are all headed for the same end. We all live a few years on this earth and then we die. Staying in the middle of the road won't keep you from that. I used to think it did, so I reinforced my resolve to stay in the safe center. Well, this experience has forced me to the edges, and I am grateful.